This is the Dean, the Dean Show.
This is the Dean Show.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, assalamu alaikum, peace be with you. You're watching the Dean Show. I'm Eddie, your host. Every week we're here bringing you a fresh new topic. And my next guest is a former musician. That's right. And he's very young, and he was living that life. And he was all about music. It was all about song and dance, playing the drums, playing the guitar, having his band, and trying to reach for the stars, trying to be a pop star. But is that really what you want to be in life? Is that really who you want to follow and emulate? You want to emulate the hip-hop stars, the Britney Spears, and the Lady Gaga, and the Lady Gugus? Is that what will bring you success and happiness? Well, he figured out that, you know what, that's not the way to go, and he went another direction. We're going to find out about the direction that brought him peace and happiness and is bringing him success in this life and something to look forward to beyond comprehension in the next life. We'll be right back with his story here on The Dean Show.
This is The Dean Show.
This is The Dean Show.
This is The Dean.
This is The Dean Show.
This is the Dean Show. This is the Dean.
This is the Dean Show.
This is the Dean Show.
This is the Dean.
This is the Dean Show.
This is the Dean Show. This is the Dean Show.
Peace be with you.
Assalamu alaikum, peace be with you.
How you doing, Mo?
Good, alhamdulillah, how about yourself?
Now, alhamdulillah. We thought your story would be a benefit to those because there's a lot of people trapped in that lifestyle that you got out of.
Yes.
So they're trapped, you got out of the trap, and you're here with us today.
Alhamdulillah.
And now you went from Mo to Muhammad?
Yes. I went from Mo to Muhammad, yes.
Yeah, so tell us now, you were living the life of a musician.
Yes, music for the longest time was my life. Like when I was raised in an Islamic family. We're from Palestine, Gaza. And it really wasn't until about middle school when I really started getting influenced by music big time. And at that point, that's when I realized like the same time I really started getting involved into music was the same time I really started going away from Allah. That's when I was really influenced by a lot of bad things. And looking back now, the fuel for all that really drove me to do it was music. Because music, if you really look at all the messages and like everything it talks about, preaches and endorses, is the exact opposite of everything Allah tells us. Music is all about, you know, do drugs, do whatever you want to do. It messes up all your priorities. It really gives you a false sense of reality, this fantasy you start chasing, and it ruins your life in the process. And then once that really started to happen, I started going down this deep slope. And then, alhamdulillah, the same thing that really got me away from Allah, which was music, Allah used to get me back to Him once I actually started seeing and understanding what music was all about and how it influences people and like really how it started and its agenda today.
Yeah, so you actually come from a background of Muslim parents.
Yes, very, very good Muslim parents.
Were you very, okay, so they're
yes.
practicing.
Oh, yes.
Praying,
oh,
worshiping
yes.
God on His terms, not their desire. You know, you got a lot of culture mixed with Islam.
Yes.
So some people go and do Islam one day out of the year and think
yeah.
this is Islam. Islam is a 24/7 thing, isn't
exactly.
it?
Exactly.
So your parents were doing it.
Yes, my parents raised me. They were very God conscious. They raised me to fear Allah and also have love for Him. But again, right when I hit about middle school, you know, at home was a certain culture and lifestyle. But then every time I go outside, it was a whole different world, whole different culture, whole different lifestyle. So at that age, I really started getting confused and really being pulled between two different worlds. And then music was the one that really pushed me over the edge because that was kind of like my sense of peace, which I got, you know, from, which was music. Like every time I was sad, I would listen to a song. It would make me feel better. Every time I was excited, you know, I would listen to music. Every time I was looking for guidance, I would read lyrics to songs. And, you know, this is really dumb because rather than seeking help from the Creator, the Lord Most High, Allah, I was seeking it through the illusion of music. And like every time I would hear a song, you know, like I would feel very, very down. And it would make me feel better for a second. But then right when the song was over, I felt right back to the way I was before. I felt very, very bad. So the peace that I thought I got from it, it was all an illusion. It was 1 second, it was gone. And you cannot use an illusion to solve real problems, real internal problems. For a second, you'll feel good, but it will go away right after that, and you're right back to where you were.
That is amazing that you were able to pull out of that. And we really want people, because this is a reality that people are living between two worlds.
Yes.
You know, there's the good forces and the bad forces.
Yes.
All right. You know, the good is what the messengers brought, that from the creator of the heavens and earth. They all called, just like Moses, Abraham, Jesus, and the last and final messenger. They brought that message from the creator to worship and to submit yourself to the one God, to be aware there's a day of judgment coming.
Yes.
And there's the eternal reward of paradise, and there's hellfire.
Yes.
And then there's the satanic forces working.
Yes.
The devil. And is this what you said? This is one of his tools that he'll use. Like, we have the Quran, the verbatim word of God, and we have that call to submit to God. But when you are just making your life revolve around music 24/7, because there's people that wake up with music,
yes,
go to sleep with music, they're in the car with the headphones, and they're in school. You know, even in some classes, there's some people, like, you know, they got the mini, like, little headphone putting in, and some are even that addicted, and they're just like going with the latest trends and
yes,
going with the latest styles on what Lady Gaga, what 50 Cent is doing. They're doing.
Exactly.
That's their guide. Those are their messengers.
That's their
idols. Did you see that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I saw it and I lived it. I mean, that was my life. Everything I used to do was based around music. I mean, I used to literally wake up going to music. I used to go to bed listening to music. Literally, I would fall asleep listening to music. And people take it for granted. They're like, oh, it's just music, it's not bad. No, it will warp your mind, because music is filled with messages that are affecting you, whether you know it or not. Anything you listen to over and over and over and over again, it will have an effect on you. And like Plato once said, like, he's an ancient Greek philosopher, there was a quote he said, be weary of the music that enters your society, because that music could destroy your whole society. So even the ancients knew the power of music, how, you know, it could change you in no time, especially if you keep listening to it over and over and over again.
Now, that was one of the leading intellectuals at that time.
Yes.
Plato.
Yes, he's world-renowned, like one of the most famous philosophers ever.
And he said, say that one more time.
He said to be wary of the music that enters your society, because the music could destroy your society, mm-hmm, your morals, your conduct, everything.
Yeah.
And especially music nowadays, again, if you look at it, all the messages are the opposite of what God tells us. And that is not a coincidence.
Yeah.
That is not a coincidence.
Let's go on that note, that God is saying, look, worship God. Don't worship Jesus. Don't
yeah,
worship the messengers of God. Don't worship saints and icons and idols. Just worship the God who created all things, right?
Yes.
And do good. So good is being good to your parents. Does music teach you to be good to your parents?
No. It tells you to do whatever you want and rebel against your parents.
Give us some examples.
Oh, man. If you listen to any songs nowadays, any song from all the way from the 60s to present, its whole motto is do whatever you want to do. Be yourself. Don't listen to anybody. Don't listen to authority. Make your own rules and do whatever you want to do. And funny enough, that is one of the core, that is the only commandment of Satanism, which is do what thou wilt. That is the only commandment they have. And that means you do whatever you want to do. That means you create your own rules. You create your own laws. In a sense, you are your own God.
That's amazing. This is really exciting. This is really exciting. We'll be back with more with former musician Mo to Muhammad back here on The Dean Show. Be right back. So if you find yourself, your iman is going down, check yourself.
There is none worthy to be worshipped except Allah alone.
You got some CD or some music in the car? Bobbing your head to 50 cents or...
No, it's common sense. Don't do things that can hurt people.
Lady Gaga, Gugu, and all that other nonsense?
Bullying is haram, backbiting, slandering, and such substances as smoking.
Stay tuned, 18-inch biceps. We'll see what happens to Eddie on The Dean Show.
And we holding it down on The Dean Show early. Make sure y'all tune in.
Back here on The Dean Show, Mo to Muhammad, former musician, young man, was there, been there, done that. It's a dead end, and we're trying to benefit, extract the good from your story so other people can benefit. Now, do as thou will.
Yes.
God is saying, Islam is saying,
submit.
Submit not to thyself, but submit yourself to God. Exactly. Do God's will, but Satan, the satanic forces, is about...
Do what thou wilt.
Just do what you want.
Do whatever you
want
to do.
Do whatever you want. Doesn't exactly. matter. You know, jump on this, jump on that. Jump on her, jump on him. Smoke mm-hmm. this, smoke that. Put it here, put it there. Do it everywhere.
Exactly. No sin.
Nothing.
There's no sin. If you think you're God, that's fine. You want to worship a rock, that's fine. You want to kill someone, that's fine. And then this whole philosophy came from a man named Aleister Crowley. He is one of the most influential people of the 20th century that shaped culture, and very few people know about him. Now, this guy is well documented, and I really stress for everybody who's watching this to research this man. He was...
What's his name?
Aleister Crowley.
Okay.
There are songs been written about him. He is on the cover of Beatles albums. So many of the artists today and the past, the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, they talk about this guy being the role model and their leader. And this whole agenda that's occurring in music today that's designed to really destroy the minds and take people away from God came from this man. This man was a spy for the British intelligence. He was a traitor to him during the time of the Nazis, so he was also helping the Nazis out. This guy inspired Adolf Hitler. This guy was an occultist. This guy was involved in human sacrifices. This guy got kicked out of Italy. This guy, once you read his history, you will want to throw up about all the stuff he used to do. But anyways, in the early 1900s, he wrote this book called The Book of the Law. And this book, he claimed, was given to him through divine revelation, kind of like Sayyidina Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, how the Quran was divinely given to him. Like, those words were not his words, they were the words of the Creator. This same book, he wrote it, but he said this revelation came to him from a devil named Iwas, and it wrote the book through him. And now this is the guy that so many artists idolize, and his whole goal, he said, is to change culture and to make it completely go lost, to deviate culture, to get people into doing everything immoral and wrong. And all the artists follow this guy, and they use music as the tool to push this agenda. For example, look at history, you know, in the 40s and the 50s, look at lifestyles, like look how people were living. Like, for example, once Elvis came out and like he was dancing kind of racy, back then that was extreme. They were like, oh my God, look how he's dancing. Nowadays, you have people naked, talking about killing, doing drugs, everything bad, and people have gotten accustomed to it. And the main force behind this was the music, because the music, if you look at the evolution of it, it always pushed the limit to the point where people started getting used to it, and then they go even further and further and further and further. And because of this, the society has followed the music because they're so influenced by it. And the artists know this, and the artists, they use their music and they put these messages to push this agenda. And we're talking about Jay-Z, Eminem, The Beatles, Led Zeppelin, you name it. They talk about Aleister Crowley. They have lyrics singing about Aleister Crowley. And they openly say, this man is our leader. This man is our hero. And you really have to study the artist's belief systems and who they look up to, because that's going to reflect the kind of music they make. And this guy is the worst of the worst. And he is all the hero's idols. And this is the reason why today the music industry just pushes these horrible satanic beliefs. And again, Satanism, people have a real big misconception about it. Like, they think it's only, you know, killing people and drinking blood and doing those type of things. But Satanism in a core is, again, it's do what thou wilt. That book that he wrote, that, you know, he said it was channeled through a devil, that was the commandment, he said. And then in this book, he talks about that there is no sin. You are a god. Do whatever you want to do. You know, anything, you name it, do it. And these artists, they grab this philosophy and they put it in the music and they attack people. And the devil attacks people in this way through music. Because the devil will never go up to someone and say, hey, I'm the devil, follow me. Don't, you know, I mean, they won't listen to him. They'll be like, okay, this guy's obviously trying to hurt us. But if he hides himself behind humans and music, they don't even think about it. Just like that quote, you know, the greatest trick the devil ever pulled was convincing the world he never existed. So in the same way, the devil hides behind the music. And he attacks people this way and puts all these ideologies and beliefs directly into their mind. And the kids are listening to it over and over and over and over again. And it corrupts you. It takes you away from truth. And again, you're living in this fantasy. And it brings you no peace, no happiness. You look at all the artists commit suicide. They're all hooked on drugs. They're miserable people.
They're miserable people.
Miserable people.
It's astonishing that these people, that when you look at them, no sane person will want to take them, really, who's trying to achieve greatness,
yes.
who's trying to be a great leader, who's trying to be a great role model of the best of character, you wouldn't want your children taking them
as an
example. Because like you said, they're committing suicide.
Yes.
Because they're not happy. They're miserable. They're on drugs. They're in rehab centers. You know, they're just out of their mind. And they're driving the youth out of their mind. And that's why you see all the things of corruption out there. And
yes.
this is one of the tools. The one of the tools out of the many that the devil uses,
yes.
that the satanic forces use, that... And there's a quote, or there's many quotes in like Rolling Stone magazine, where you hear like Bon Jovi or some of these artists basically calling the devil, Satan, as their Lord.
Yes.
Have you seen some of these quotes that they're praising him?
Yes.
Like one should praise the Creator.
Yes.
There's no one as great as the one who created all of this, who gives us our eyes, our hearing, the love that we have, that we're able to love with. That is from the Creator of the heavens and the earth. It's
yes.
these beautiful qualities. But they're praising the devil.
Yep.
Do you, exactly. Have you seen some of these?
Yes. It's actually, it's one of those things that, you know, anyone watching, they should really do research on the artists and what they believe and what they say. Because pretty much these people, what they do is they trade the hereafter for this world. Like every time they say, you know, this person sold his soul for rock and roll.
You hear that a lot. They sold their
yes,
soul.
Yes. And a lot of times people think that means that, you know, they take their soul out and they give it to the devil. No, every time they say that, what they mean is that they are willing to sell evil. They are willing to promote, you know, these horrible acts and destroy people's perceptions of life. In return, they get worldly, you know, pleasures, being famous, you know, touring, so on and so forth. And Bon Jovi actually said himself in a quote, he says, "I would kill my mother for rock and roll."
I heard that quote too.
Yes.
Bon Jovi. Islam says, the religion of Jesus, Abraham, Moses, the last fundamental prophet, Muhammad, peace be upon him, honor your mother.
Yes.
This is paradise is under the feet of your mother. And this musician is saying, "I would kill my mother
for rock and roll."
For rock and roll.
I would sell my soul for rock and roll.
Now, what
Same
side
quote.
Do you want to be on? Do you
exactly.
want to be a side of honoring your mother and your parents, or you want to be on this side? This is self-evident. This is something amazing. If you think about it, you might have been fooled once. Fool me once. Shame on who?
Exactly.
Fool me twice. Shame
on you.
You. So exactly. Check this out. Let's continue on. Tell us now. There's some also amazing facts where they get inspired now. They're doing the music
yes.
and something comes in them and they're
yes.
like, "I wasn't even writing that." Who's
exactly.
writing it then?
Exactly. That's one also like a very main thing they talk about. These artists, again, this is them saying it. It's not he said, she said. They said it themselves. They claim to channel messages that they say that they are mediums, which means is they use their body as a vehicle. And these shaitans go through them, and in a sense, they speak through them. They, again, write lyrics that they say they didn't write. They create music they said they didn't create. They're just a vehicle. Because, again, if shaitan shows himself, people will know, hey, this is bad, stay away from it. But he hides behind the faces of people. Again, going back to that quote, the greatest trick he ever pulled was convincing the world he never existed. So he uses these artists to spread their beliefs, to spread, you know, their ideology, to get people away from God. And these artists are willing to do it. And a lot of them talk about it. It's really, really scary. If you do the research, how many talk about, you know, this song, I did not write it. It wrote itself. You know, on stage, something takes over me and I don't even remember what I'm doing, what I'm saying, singing, nothing. The shaitan just uses them as a car in this world to spread all their filth.
That's the question. Who are you following? Are you following
exactly.
the last and final message sent to mankind, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him? Are you following Jesus? Are you following the most righteous of righteous men and examples? Are you following these people that don't want good for you? They're going to just lead you to destruction. We're trying to save you from destruction by calling you to do good, do righteousness. Be good to your parents. Be good to your neighbor. Stay away from unlawful sex. Do it in marriage. And they're talking about jump on this, jump on that.
Yeah.
Do it in the back. Do it in the front.
Exactly.
This is what the lyrics that are out there, and it's just mind-boggling. Some parents right under their nose, the children at a young age are getting this
yes.
information instilled in them. There's a rapper, Jay-Z, very famous.
Oh, yeah.
We interviewed Freeway. This
yes.
is a person who was under that label. He's saying, stay away from it, man. Stay away from it. And the musicians that we interviewed also, like from Bad Boy Records, Loon, the Outlaws, we've had them on the show. Yes. They're like, man, get away. Many of these people, when they wake up also, because they have a conscience, they realize this is wrong. So yes. The sincerity, the goodness, we're all created in original goodness, not original sin. It starts to come out. They don't block it. They don't do that blocking of it, what's called that kufr. You know, they give birth to what's already inside them, that goodness. And they step away and they warn people. So we're trying to warn people so they don't stay in that trickery trap. Yes. Of Shaitan, of the satanic forces. Jay-Z calls him Lucifer.
Yeah.
Have you heard this quote from him? Have you heard that?
Yes, and Jay-Z also calls his name Jehovah. That's one of his nicknames, which is God. Mm-hmm. So he's going on stage telling people, I'm Jehovah.
Yeah.
Which is
Jay-Z says that.
Yes, that's one of his nicknames he goes by. And, you know, he's trying to mimic the whole concept of, you know, I am God. And like he has songs, so many songs talking about I sold my soul to the devil. Like he has a song called The Devils. And the whole song is about him trading his soul and trading his whole morality in exchange for world wealth. Again, these people are selling the infinite hereafter for the illusion of this world.
You were in that lifestyle. That's what you were sleeping, waking up to. And many are, you know, we were there. We've done that. It's not the way to go. Before we go to a break, Under My Umbrella. Did you hear that? Did you?
Yes.
You know what's that song? Writer that made
by
that?
Rihanna.
Now, what's she saying there?
See, Under My Umbrella, a lot of people talk about the umbrella she's talking about is the covering or her overseer, which is like her shaitan. He has her under her umbrella, under her control, and the whole song is talking about that. And the whole Jay-Z unit. They're hardcore into it. Rihanna actually was doing an interview where she said, yes, I am a devil worshiper. She said it herself, out of her own mouth, her own words. So no one pointed to her. And then their songs or symbols filled with satanic symbolism, messages, you know, be bisexual, do this, horrible, horrible messages. And they're designed to destroy the youth. People think music's all fun and games, but no. This is a tool they're using because they know the parents also, okay, it's harmless, it's music. I'll let my kids listen to it. And that's exactly what they want people to think.
When we come back, there's a song out there. This is dangerous stuff. This is a lot of this is more dangerous than a bomb, man, because when it comes in your house, it destroys your family, destroys society. We can see what's going on, and we want to save society. We don't want no bombs going off. And I kissed a girl is saying, I kissed a girl, and I liked it.
Yes.
We're going to get into that when we come back. Crazy stuff here on The Dean Show. We'll be right back.
Death and the Day of Judgment, the mercy of Allah. These are the things that finally made me realize there is no time to delay anymore. I wanted to take my Shahada right then.
The essence of spirituality is to become more sincere to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, contemplate death itself. It is very, very scary, but it brings you back to reality. There is a life which is everlasting in the hereafter. And you have to make a conscious decision of which group of people do you want to be of, the people of heaven or the people of hell.
Allahu Akbar.
I am not afraid to stand alone. I am not afraid to stand alone. If Allah is by my side, I am not afraid to stand alone. I am not afraid to stand alone. If Allah is by my side, I am not afraid to stand alone. I am not afraid to stand alone. If Allah is by my side, I am not afraid to stand alone.
Back here on The Dean Show, former Mo to Muhammad, musician. He was there. He done that. Y'all, because we're in Texas, right?
Yeah.
My brother.
Everyone says y'all down here.
Yeah. So thank you for being with us. We really hope, you know, we sincerely want the best for everybody. We want the best for all of humanity because Islam says love all mankind. And how are you going to love mankind if you're not sharing this information, this message of peace, peace acquired by submitting to who? To the satanic forces, to the devil, or submitting to these Lady Gagas and the 50 Cent, submitting to them? By worshiping, you're worshiping them by doing and following everything that they're doing instead of worshiping the unseen creator who created man and woman, but he's not a man or woman. The one who has given you life, he'll give you death, and then you're going to have to account for everything on the day of judgment. And at the end, it's either paradise, eternal bliss, happiness forever, ever, or the hellfire. We don't want you in hellfire. Let's continue on with that song now that talks about, I kissed a girl.
And I liked it.
And that's not, you know, a boy saying that. That's I kissed my wife and I loved it. No, this is like not even a guy saying I kissed a girl, but a girl saying I kissed a girl.
Yes, it's by a song by Katy Perry. She's one of the biggest stars in the world right now. Everybody knows her.
What's her name?
Katy Perry. She's like up there with Lady Gaga, Rihanna, and that's Katy Perry. That's like those are the three biggest female artists. And that was a song, funny enough, that actually made her famous. And the whole song is about being a lesbian. And little girls love the song. Like, you literally have little girls right now singing a song, I Kissed a Girl and I Liked It. They don't understand the concept of that. And being at that age, saying it over and over and over and over again, it's going to affect them. Because these messages, again, they're going directly into their subconscious. Like, whether you're aware or not, this music, its messages are affecting you. And at that age, to be singing that, it's horrible. It's really disgusting.
Yeah, so there's another one that she's also a rapper, female rapper.
We talked about Nicki Minaj.
What's she singing about?
Oh my God, she's singing about everything. If you listen to any of her songs, you'd want to throw up. She talks about bisexuality, doing drugs, killing people. It's all about, you know, the self. I make up my own rules. You know, this whole satanic agenda, this whole satanic philosophy. And again, people love this lady. And if you ever just like read the lyrics, like don't listen to music, just print it out and read it, it will make you sick to your stomach. These horrible words, just filth. And again, they're doing it on purpose. They're not just doing it for all fun and games. Like, they know exactly what they're doing.
Yeah, so it's all about now under the precept, fun, 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 do what you want, and then fun, 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 and then you end up like, you know, date rape, right? The song comes on, and you're getting in the mood, and this, that, try it out, and he puts the Mickey in your drink, you're in a place you shouldn't be, and now five guys leaving the room, the lights come on, whoa, what happened? You just got date rape, right?
Yep.
What's going on? We don't want that to happen to you. And what happens now? Same thing. Drinking, driving, smoking the dope, and fun, 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 you're crippled, right?
Yep.
You're dead in a car accident.
All because why? Because you got influence and you got tricked by music, just a song you thought was harmless.
Yeah.
And it's funny because even if, like, you look at all the different genres of music, right? You see every genre of music has a whole different type of people. Like, the people that are in a hardcore rap, they act a certain way, they all talk a certain way, they all dress a certain way. People in the rock scene do the same thing. They talk a certain way, act a certain way. And it shows you all these people think they're all being original and cool, yet they're all acting exactly the way the music wants them to do. The music has enslaved them, but they think it's out of their own choice that they're doing and they're having fun. But no, everything you're doing, everything you think you're having fun, you know, you're cool, the music told you to do that, but they think it's coming from themselves, and that's another deception of the music.
Yeah.
And like, I used to always go to concerts, and concerts, like, that was kind of like me going to the Masjid back in the day. Like, I never went to the Masjid. It was concert, 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 you know, and like, you'd get there and be all excited, and, you know, people dance and cheer, and when you go there and see the type of people, it's disgusting. The things that go on is, again, the opposite of a Masjid. Just like music is the opposite of everything God tells us to do. When you go to a concert, you see it all there. You see the complete opposite. Everything bad, I mean, you name it, it's going on over there. And it's being endorsed and it's being fed. So
it's not like you're listening to 50 Cent, Jay-Z, and Lady Gaga, and all this other nonsense, and you're like, hey, I'm going to go and give some charity today.
Exactly.
Hey, I'm going to go, you know, do some good deeds.
Yeah.
I'm going to be nice to my parents.
Yeah.
I'm going to go help my neighbor. That's not, you know, instead you end up robbing a bank, hurting somebody, doing drugs.
Women,
you got to go to the party now because you got to get your dance on and groove on and, you know, all this other stuff that doesn't bring you closer to God, does it?
It takes you away and it makes you feel miserable.
Did that bring you closer to God? Did music bring you closer to God?
No. It brought me so far away. But subhanAllah, Allah started showing me the influence of music and how it was destroying me, and that led me back into Him. So the same thing that got me away, Allah used to bring me back. Once He showed me what it really was, you know, what I was listening to, what was really going on in the music industry, and that really woke me up because I realized, hey, this is real. These people are not doing this for fun. The devil is real. The corruption of the mind is very, very real. And that led me to believe, you know, that was the first step. Like, okay, if this is real, then there really is a God, because these people are trying to take me away from Him. And why is that? Because He exists. So from there on out, I kept looking in further and further and further. And alhamdulillah, Allah kept showing me more and more and more and just confirmed my faith, my beliefs. And alhamdulillah, led me to where I am today.
Just a couple more points. They're signaling that we're out of time almost. Like, did you investigate all the different other religions that are out there, the ways of life? How did you conclude that this way of life was from the Creator. That it wasn't organized by man or men, but it was organized and is divinely sent from the Creator of the heavens and the earth.
Well, whenever I started looking at all the different faiths, I realized that most of the faiths, they led me to more questions, to more confusion, and there was a lot of answers or a lot of questions that I wanted answers for that they did not provide. And it was not until I found Islam that every question I had was answered. Everything that I wondered about was answered. There was no contradiction. Every single thing is in there. It answered everything from the smallest level to the largest level, to the music industry, to the world today, to the hereafter, everything. There was, once you read it, all it does is bring peace and knowledge. And the more you get into it, the more confirmation you know it is the truth, because there's too much in it and you can't deny it. And but the other faiths, there was too much loops, too much contradictions. And again, it just led me to more confusion.
Yeah, you're still confused. Don't look like you're confused anymore.
No, alhamdulillah.
Did you finally fill that void? Is there peace in your life?
Oh, yes. Before, I used to feel miserable all the time. I used to wake up, I didn't feel right. I used to go to bed not feeling right. Now, I could die in 2 seconds and I would still be the happiest man in the world. Alhamdulillah.
What closing comments or suggestions for those youth, those adults who are trapped? You know, they're listening to what we have, the verbatim word of God, and that recitation that brings us peace and living by this. It brings us contentment, happiness. Life is still a struggle. You still have tests, but at the end, you got paradise for all of the hardships that you go through that make you, and that you don't let it break you, and you don't succumb to your lusts and desires and your passion, and you end up being depressed and miserable. You're happy because you're living your purpose, why you've been created for. The Quran explains it. It explains it in detail. So for those people who don't know what the purpose of life is, they're confused. They think all religions are the same. Yeah. They just put them in one pot and, you know, I'll just do my own thing. But they like what you have to say. Talk to them.
If my main thing I would say is, don't take anything for granted. Don't just follow anything blindly. Anything you believe, research it and really understand what it is you're believing, and question things, and question them, and search truthfully and honestly. And don't ever base your opinions on things off assumptions, because that will bring you nothing but pain and grief. So be sincere, do your work, and truly, truly, truly do your research, because if you do that and you are sincere, Allah will guide you.
That's right, that's right. What was the documentary that you had talked to me about that goes over some of these facts about music and the satanic forces working behind them?
Yes, there is quite a bit on YouTube, but just type in, you know, Satanism in music, and there's a whole bunch. But a very good one is called They Sold Their Soul for Rock and Roll. And then there's another one called The Industry Series, and that one's on YouTube. But again, on YouTube, type in, you know, Satanism in music, and you will see thousands of videos, people dissecting songs, interviews of artists themselves talking about it. Yeah. So, but again, don't take the music for granted. Research the artist, research what they believe, and understand that. Because that will lead you to a better understanding of what's actually going on, rather than being naive and in the dark. Because that's how you get deceived, not knowing.
Not knowing. We want you to know. And thank you very much. Thank you very much. May God Almighty, the Creator, Allah reward you. Thank you.
Inshallah, amin. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam. And thank you. Thank you for sitting with us here on the Deen Show. We really want the best for all of mankind. And we really want you to be successful in this life and the next life. Paradise is real. The hellfire is real. The Creator, His signs are all around. This creation, everything in it, didn't just come by chance. Your car didn't just come together. Your body didn't just come together and you didn't make yourself. Where did you come from? God Almighty, the Creator, Allah, created you for a noble purpose. Now you will come back to Him, but you have this chance now to either do good, to live your purpose according to how He wants you to live, or live according to your desires. Make yourself into a God, just like these people have made themselves into a God. And follow them and see where you end up. We don't want you to end up in the wrong place, going in the wrong direction. That's why we're doing programs like this, so you can benefit and you can head in the right direction, direction that Jesus, Moses, Abraham, and the last and final message sent to mankind, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. They were the best of mankind. They were the messengers delivering the same message. Worship the one unseen God who created man and women. He created the sun and the moon and everything in this universe. Only worship him, submit to him, and do good deeds. Develop yourself to be the best human being that you can be. And this is how you can have peace and happiness, success in this life, and paradise in the next. And you'll be far away from the hellfire. What a hot place you don't want to end up. Continue to tune in here to the Deen Show. We'll see you next time. Until then, peace be unto you.